The Leshem was, he was Rabbi Yosef's father-in-law. Father-in-law. Rabbi Yosef adopted his name. He was of the Litvische Mekubalim. He is the father of the Mekubalim. Because he was he was a very choshev. Rabbi Yosef, he went to his house, always in his entrance, like the living room, dining room, whatever. It was a very small house. There was a picture of the Leshem. Yes, I think that yes, it is late in the 19th century, maybe the beginning of the 20th. I think late in the 19th century, something like that. He's Rabbi Yosef's, the Rebbe Zvi Yosef's grandfather, if I'm not mistaken.
They said they may have taken Rabbi Yosef to his name because there was some of army to come
on. Yeah. He took the name just because it was an army issue, right. Was a draft or construction issue, so. That's what he got, but it's interesting that became the name. So that's Yosef is the Leshem. But the Leshem is of the Balei HaKabbalah, right, of the Lachronim, of the people who carry on the tradition, on the Litvish tradition, of Nefesh HaChaim in that school, is the Leshem. Right? And this, what we're going through, that's why we're doing this, because I think it's so important, this Leshem, because the Leshem changes the way how we should approach Bitochen. And that's what I'm going to say. We're going to finish this, and the Mitzvah is speaking by your son, by Rav Feiner, on just applications on Shavuos, because Shavuos, the mekor of the, where do we know they have to be tzipisa Yeshua? Where do you know that you have to hope for Yeshua? So the smack, the Sefer Mitzvahs Kotten, says the Mitzvah is Anoich Hashem Elokeich Asher Ratzeticha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's the mekor for Asher Tzipisa Yeshua. And we're going to go over it, but there's the applications of that, because what the idea is the following. That's what Chazon Ish also concedes, that on Bitochen, it all depends on the level of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, if you live on the Leshem's level, you don't have to be a big tzaddik, and that's what we're going to say today. Just that that's the degree of the relationship, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to you. Borlian just mentioned a beautiful Radak. The Radak says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, says, Kagamul aleimoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats to us Kagamul aleimoy, like a baby, which is a nursing baby from his mother. Now, Gamul, if you look at the Loshon Gamul, is the baby who stops nursing. And he says the same way that on the baby, in the beginning, he nurses from his mother. He's totally dependent on the mother. The mother takes care of him completely. As he becomes little by little more independent, the mother wanes him off. Kagamul, right? That's gemilah, right? So as an example, right, you want to get your kids independent, so you don't care for much as much. You let them fall on their own. You let them go on their own. And the kids becomes even like older, right? You don't want to start like feeding him or giving him what you call money, because you want him to fend for himself or to work for himself and to sustain himself. It's so hard. It's exactly right, right? Isn't it true? But you have to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the exact same thing by people. The more independent you want to be, the more independent he lets you to be. So the more dependency you create of him, the more dependency he lets you have. The more independent you want to be, the more independent you will become. So the people who want to cross the T's and dot of the I's, they will be able to cross all the T's and all that of the I's, because there's more who pull himself back. The more you make yourself dependent on him, which is exactly the opposite, right? So in this case, you don't want to become independent. You want to create a dependency. You want to create a relationship. And that's why it's important to know the Leshem, because the Leshem is the highest form of dependency. That's the baby that completely has not weaned himself off. And that is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a much more immediate relationship. And that's why it's so important.
But by Avram, though, Hashem told him, Hisalech lefanai, Elisamim, unlike Noach.
Right. But that's on tzitkus. On the tzitkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzitkus that you should do, Lisalech lefanai, the versus him and Noach. What is the difference to that? That's a good question, right? Because by Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Luikim Yisalech Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ahead of him. And here is Yisalech Lefonai Ve'yetomim. What does that mean? That means not Mitocha, means the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't wait for the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we create that Anhog. Noach is responsive, he was responding to the Anhog. that by the marble, right? He didn't go to the teva, only he went mipnei me'amabol. The marble had to push him in. So he was responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By us, it's exactly the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us. Yishalech lefonai ve'heyetomim. And that is the Jewish approach, meaning we don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to us. We make him to come to us. So that relationship of kagamula le'imoi, we create that relationship. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that relationship. We are the ones who create that relationship. So clearly, we can create the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to us. If we want a very close, dependent relationship, that's what will happen. If you want an independent relationship, that's what will happen. Right? And that's the idea of the numbers. What we saw about number 7, 10, and etc. Those are the levels that depends on where you want to be. If you want to live on the number 13, that's where you live. If you're number 10, that's what you live. You will be able to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu how you want that to happen. But the one who makes us happen, we make it happen at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So we're in Kuf Yud Aleph on column number 2. Okay, we'll try to finish today as much as we can. The same chet of the Dor HaMidbar, right? That they believed that the entire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu you had to deserve. גם איזה נכשלו בזה כמעט גם איזה כדוי שאלה מגיבור כויחו איסי דבורי. This same mistake is a mistake that's repeated even people who are great tzaddikim. אשר יקול ליבם ונפשם לשם תומד. They were tzaddikim who were very close to הקודש ברוך הוא. הנה גם הן נכשלו מן זה. Right? They made the same exact mistake. אלא שבהם לא קל לזה בניסוי ומוטלו נחלילה. They weren't doing this to complain. By the Dor HaMidbar, they were doing to complain. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. They were testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These tzaddikim made this mistake, not out of testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela rak bederech hachno u'moira. They did this out of tzidkus. So in other words, you could make the same mistake of the Dor HaMidbar, not because you're trying to complain, out of being a tzaddik. Aladi godel kudushosam v'avsonusam. Because you are such a tzaddik. In other words, tzidkus, the tzidkus of a person, we are right here in the middle. Because of the tzidkus, because of being a great tzaddik, you could actually damage the relationship. Because the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's created by us. And I told you several times, and that's something you shouldn't forget, that what the Tzaddik writes, that when Daniel saw the Kisei HaKovod, he said he saw on top of the Kisei HaKovod a person. Now, who was the person sitting on top of the Kisei HaKovod? So the Rizal says he saw himself sitting on top of the Kisei HaKovod. Right? Why you see yourself? When you look at the Kisei HaKovod, the throne, you see the image of God is your image. Because your the relationship, how you understand God, you're the one who creates. That's the same idea. Yishalech lefonai ve'yetomim. That relationship is particular. You create it. The God that you relate to is the God that you made him to be. Whoever you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be, this is who he will be for you. That's why Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is in the singular, the first noun possessive. It's your God. So definitely with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we all share is not the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chassidim have one kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other one have a different kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Litvish. Some of them, he's a very, very... If you go to the Sfaradim, right, they go and Ravi again, and they go fire and brimstones. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like a fire and brimstones kind of relationship. That is the relationship that they created. You create the one that you make. So says the Leshem, huge tzaddikim, because of their fear of Hashem, made a mistake. And what's the mistake? And therefore that relationship was criticized and was upcam. Look at Psikta Rav Kahana, Piska, Bachodesh Hashvi. And also in Medrash Rabbah, it says like this, Ve'ata al tira avdi Yaakov. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, don't be fearful. Ve'al teichas Yisrael. Ki b'mare asu le'mara HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Yaakov avinu. Sora shel bove lo elavir. The Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him, when he saw the sulam, when he saw the stairs, and he saw that they were the sar, the minister or the angel of Bovel, went up and came down. Vishal Mada, the Medes went up and down. Vishal Yovan, the Greeks went up and down. Vishal Edom, and also of Edom. So he told Yaakov Avinu, you also are going to go up and rise. At that moment, Yaakov Avinu became very fearful. He was afraid the same way that all of these nations went up and they went down. So by me also, I'm going to go up and down also. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tira avdi Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, don't be fearful. If you go up, you will not come down. Velo hemin velo ala. Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu was fearful, and therefore he did not go up, and he didn't come down. Okay? So Yaakov Avinu was fearful. God told him, don't be fearful, and he was fearful. Rabrecha b'shem Rameira yado yirish b'chol zois chotuoid. The pasuk says like this, and after all of this, by the Jewish people, chotu oid, they made chatoim, velo eminu b'niflo yisav, and they didn't believe in his miracles. Who is the one that the Navi criticizes that after all of this, they didn't believe me, and they didn't trust my salvation? Ze Yaakov Avinu shelo hemin velo yola. That's the Yaakov Avinu that was fearful, he didn't go up. Look at the Loshon Chazal. They didn't trust him. Had you gone up in the sulam, you'd have gone and never come down. But now that you didn't go up, the Jewish people are going to suffer underneath those four nations that did go up and come down. Yaakov Avinu didn't go because he was fearful. Omar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Yochol le'olam. Does it mean that I'm doomed forever? Omar lei ve'al teichas Yisrael kineni Moshiacha. Don't be afraid. One day I will save you. Ve'ine ma she'omer Yaakov Avinu lo heminu b'niflo Yisav. So Chazal are so critical of Yaakov Avinu that he didn't believe in the Niflois. Is because Yaakov Avinu's mistake was the same of the Dor HaMidbar. Not that he didn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't believe in himself. You realize that ultimate belief is in yourself, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Kabbalim say. So why? He didn't believe he deserved it. He says, you know something? I won't deserve. That's the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas says Yaakov Avinu was afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a promise. Says what? Shema gorem achet. Maybe I have a chet and won't allow him. This was the criticism. The criticism means that he didn't believe in himself. Even though this was a mare nevua, shu b'mare hasulim ve'akol ze b'bchinas mare nevua v'adash kosu b'chalum adaber boy. This was a prophecy he was having. Al kol ze hine talochoisav kin chalum. He always went like a dream. It was like a dream. Ein Zohar HaKodesh, Parshas Mishpotim, Vechenomur B'Medrash, Aloysa Chaloyim de Yaakov Avinu, Ein Chaloyim B'Lo Pitoron. Because the prophecy, as much as a prophecy, it's like a dream. And you give the real interpretation. Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu tells that there's no such a thing in life as black and white. The human participation, that's what Kabbalah will say, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, it's never, like they say in Hebrew, Shecholak B'Lavan, it never tells you like, do this, do that. Meaning, the people think that prophecy is a very, very simplistic way. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you in very straight terms what to do. And that's a mistake. There is no such a thing. Everything is like a dream that you need to interpret. That's why every prophet needs to interpret what he's being told.
So why do some people call it the halacha?
Anybody who calls the halacha doesn't know halacha. There's no such a thing as the halacha. There's no such a thing as the. It to the point that Rav Shach quotes the Maril Diskin, that we know that the only prophecy we know that was clear-cut what to do and what not to do was Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that's the era that's called Spaklari Amira. The one who had also Spaklari Amira besides him, who was it? Was Bilam. The Gemara says, Lokam Novi Be'Israel. In Israel, there was never a prophet like Moshe, but in the other nations, there was, which is Bilam. Now, Bilam had such a high level of prophecy. Why? So says the Baruch Diskin, because every prophecy, every other prophecy needs to be interpreted, needs to be deciphered. Bilam was such a bad person that he would always interpret it for bad. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have told them, give a blessing to the Jewish people, he would always find a way to distort it. The distortion was part of him. That's Bilam. Bilam is love, and love is the ultimate liar. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no chance to give him the ability to interpret, because he would go ahead and distort it. And therefore, the Nevuah had to be very clear. So the only clear Nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be because of Torah, and Bilam, because otherwise he would have distorted the interpretation. Everybody else is an interpretation. So Yaakov Avinu, and Hashem tells him, go up. Yaakov Avinu so, quote unquote, frum, that he interpreted it to say, yes, you could go up if you deserve, but if you don't deserve, you don't, so now you don't. Right? Like the halacha. So it could be, let's cut code, uber chum, frum. Yes, super frum. That's what he's saying.
Do we know what that means? To go up the ladder, or it's just...
It's metaphorical. Yeah. Metaphorical is that you see something. I'm always thinking, the ability to succeed, to go up, it's on us. But some people are afraid to succeed because they don't trust themselves. This is Yaakov Avinu. The fear to succeed. We Jews have this great ability of having this guilty conscience, of this guilt, Jewish guilt. Sometimes Jewish guilt prevents us from succeeding. For sure, Jewish guilt helped us in so many ways, but prevents us from succeeding, from going up the ladder. This is the famous Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is afraid to go up because he feared to come down. This is such an unbelievable psikta, this one.
It's interesting that the word to pray to Hashem is Hispalel, and it's Hispael. It's almost as if, I mean, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, it's almost as if you have to first look into yourself.
Is lehispalel. It's not lefalel. Is exactly right. It's almost like passive. You have to do absolutely. You have to make yourself ready, because the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is your image. People who have a damaged self-image, I think it's such a deep ideas here. Because Lemoshal, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard the sneh, he heard a voice talking from the sneh. Whose voice was it? So the Medrash says it was the voice of his father, the voice of Amram. Amazing thing, right? Because Amram, how long did Moshe Rabbeinu know Amram or know his voice? What, 3 months? Like as a little baby. Why did he do that? Right? In other words, not to scare Moshe Rabbeinu, he should have used the voice of Pharaoh. I'm sure he was much more familiar to the voice of Pharaoh than the voice of his father. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to go ahead and to realize that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, if you want to visualize, is the relationship of a father and son. That's why he gave the voice of his father. To allow Moshe Rabbeinu to visualize, to conceptualize, to think about the relationship. Because the relationship will be the relationship that he has. So people have damaged relationship with the parents. You do have a damaged relationship with the Kodesh Boho.
Moshe also said, in terms of his, by Yisoras Panav, and Chazal say that if he wouldn't have turned away his face, then Hashem would have told him certain things that he didn't end up telling him.
It's exactly right. So, which is so interesting, because, and this is, this, you're going to see, this is this Lashem. And this is the most important foundation, because the idea is how you relate. I always say, it's a crazy thing, but again, that's my take. There is self-confidence. Bitachon atzmi leads to bitachon Hashem. If you don't trust yourself, you'll never trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And if it's too much,
that's koich ve'etzim yodi. It's exactly right. That's the balance of life. But you need to do. That's why healthy relationships.
The Chassid Shavuot, who said one pocket is ani afar be'efer, and the other pocket is bishvili nivra halom.
And that's the balance.
It's the balance. How much confidence are you supposed to have?
You have to realize, I think, that's why the number 13, if you believe that yourself, you're a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trust in yourself, okay, self-confidence is the confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you are a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't create, if you don't make yourself a barrier, there is not a contradiction. It's Hainu Hach.
But isn't that what Torah is, where it tries to set the rules to some extent that you have to stay within the boundaries.
Exactly right. But the balance is something, there is boundaries, which looks like a balance, but in the deeper sense, the balance is that connection. In other words, that you balance between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu become one. Right? And that's the idea. But that is this Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was fearful, and because he interpreted that in that way, that's what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying. Right? So the Torah, the balance is so important for us to use in our own interpretation a deeper sense.
Well, that's like the blueprint to get to that balance. That's what the Torah does for us.
Yes, but
the implementation of halacha, in, I would gather, is what is a driving force, again, on a practical, nice level of how to get to that balance in your life. Because what you're talking about is obviously in a more metaphysical type of development of relationship. But there's two aspects. There's the aspects of the day-to-day living.
Absolutely. The action.
Right.
The doxa. My son Shmuley said, it's so true, right? We were talking this Shabbos with my son. Look at the Yud Gimel Ikor of the Rambam. Mm-hmm. The Rambam talks about the 13 foundations of the faith. One of them is to avoid anthropomorphism. Right? You don't believe Kadosh Baruch Hu has a goof. If you look before the Rambam, if you look in Chazal, if you look in the Psukim, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a body. It's almost clear, right? The Rambam's riots, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'shamay mimal v'laretz mitachat, how can you have a body that is from heaven and earth together? One second, we say by Avraham, by Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was from the heaven to earth. Where can you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu that size? You see the riots, the Rambam brings riots from Sukkim that you could easily argue. And that's what the Rambam says, G'doyli v'toyvi mimeno. So okay, the Rambam, make it really before the Rambam, he said for Allah, he did the revolution. That for us, if you have the 13 foundations of faith, whoever heard about 13 foundations of faith before the Rambam? Nobody heard. And even that. So why? Because of that, Tomei is saying, in the Jewish life, which there is a halacha and there is boundaries, is in doxa, which means, I'm sorry, in praxi, not in doxa, in praxi, which is practice, action. Adam and people yourself. That there is a halacha, that's very clear. You act and everybody acts the same way, so on and so forth. Doxa, which is understanding, relationship, it's very personal and evolves over time. I told Vasuni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha, some of the halacha, not say, I would say everything, in for sure the halacha is Jero by everybody. The Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim is the same Shulchan Aruch by every Jew. By a Jew who is like a completely ignoramus and somebody who is a huge Talmud Chacham. And so there's the same feeling. The relationship, the mind, the doxa is very different. Jews are not, we don't have the beliefs, the dogmas, we don't have. And that is the relationship. And this is what I'm talking about here. And therefore the relationship with the Rambam evolved, for sure evolved. You're going to talk to people that there's no goof. You couldn't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the people who are more in early stages of people, the early stages of development, people, if they didn't see a body, they couldn't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But the Torah, Hashem, it says specifically in the Bar, right? You didn't see a Lori Issa called.
No, you didn't see. Right, you didn't see
an image because you didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything. You didn't see a picture. But who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a form? You didn't see it. Afoch, just the opposite. The Kishbuch says, Loretim called Munai. He didn't see. Don't try to give him like a beard or a white beard because he might have a black beard. You haven't seen this. Right? So that's why the Rambam, if you read the Rambam, you see, it's actually, I have to say, but it's non convincing. But that's the beauty because it evolved. That's what, this is our Yiddishkeit. It's so gewaldig because the halacha stayed the same, but what animates the halacha, which is the relationship, changes. It changes. That's the axial wage, and that's the ultimate concept of things. And that's the beauty. And here, that's why it's so important that on this, it's open. So halacha is very clear-cut and it's very defined, and you have a size of tefillin and a size of this, and etc. But animation of the relationship is different.
So how did Yaakov misinterpret what Hashem
said? He's going to explain.
Pretty clear what he told him.
Never clear. There's no clarity. והוא בענייננו, כי הרי גם הקדוש ברוך הוא לא מבינה אנוכי עמך ושמרתיך. הקדוש ברוך הוא said so many times, I'm going to be with you, I'll watch you. ואחר כך הרי אמר לו עוד, שם פרשת ויצא, שוב אל ארץ אבותיך והיה עמך. הקדוש ברוך הוא repeated him again and again, I'll be with you. ועם כל זה, כאשר בא אל המיורד עשיו, היה יורד ממנו, again, by עשיו, you're still afraid. וכמו שהסבר, וזה אומר, ולא האמין בנפלו עשיו. That's why the psych that criticized, he didn't believe in נפלו עשיו. וזהו הפתרון דמר החלויים, כמו שהסבר למטה ברוך. והעניין הזה הוא גם, הנה ידידם, שמידה צירחת. You hear the midah of Yerechet, who midah o maila shein le maila himenu. To be fearful of a chet is the greatest maila. Ve'nema, ashri odo mefachet tomit. Okay, so there is a maila. Am konze yini koru rak lish betato shlo lavo ledei chet. The fear of chet, it has, it's a knife with two edges. Because the fear of chet is to be afraid not to do a chet. Aval yois yoreshem aigrom a chet, but to be fearful of the chet. That the chet is going to cause you not to go up. Ain no klal b'mayla tzatzadikim. That is not a mayla. And this is such a thing. This fear that because of the chatoim, or because of the chazonish, you're not going to succeed in life, that is not mayla tzatzadikim. The fear of the chet is that you should make a chet. But that the chet is going to derail you, that's not Jewish. The post says beferush. Don't be afraid of bad news. Nochon liboy batuach b'Hashem. Be batuach. Kadesh liboy nachuah b'Hashem. Al ydei zeh smoch liboy l'ira. If you have bitochon, you will not have a fear. Kmo shekos beforshim shan. That's beforshim say. You read backwards. You will not be afraid because you have bitochon. B'kedah b'sim bitochon. Ubifrat mishenu margi v'yato shum chet klal lekol shkein. If you don't know a chet specifically. כאשר שיש לו אבטח בקדוש ברוך הוא, קדוש ברוך הוא just told יעקב אבינו, he doesn't even know what chet. You're afraid of a ghost that's not there. יעקב אבינו is afraid of chatoim, not that he had any chet. Even if you know of a chet, don't be afraid that you derail you. The fear of the chet is the fear not to make a chet, not to transgress. Ve'ein leharer, now he's going to ask the question, how is that possible that that's the case and so many people made this mistake? ואיך נער על כמה קדושים מראשון הראשון שסובל כמה צורס ורועס? Second, how do people suffer? ולמה לא השתמשו בידס הביטוחן? ואז זה ניצור בוודאי. If you use the ביטוחן, just told you like this, ביטוחן can change the future. ביטוחן can make that nothing can hurt you. How do people get hurt? That's the obvious question. או the obvious question. אלכדה כי מידה אחרת צורס ובוים. That's a different מידה. Some of them, the reason why they suffered is because they wanted to suffer. Be'ava. Adah shemar bekira. Rebbe Akiva says, Broch samechal, bata yol v'niyod v'kaimena. Kol emeit mitzar, motzo yol v'kaimena. V'chen, Rebbe Ezbar Shimon, po metziach, v'rei bo'u mehem omar shelo latrech al koinam. Some of them wanted to go ahead and to suffer, not because of a, to be mekabel surim be'ava, because they didn't want to bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu. והשתמשו בזה מסירת נפש. That's a kind of מסירת נפש. So to accept suffering is מסירת נפש. So you realize what the Rashi is saying? They accepted it willingly, by volition. לצורם שמוס את עצמם לקדוש ברוך שיעשה בהם הטוב בעיניו. יש ברוך שמוי. Some people didn't want to use ביטוחם because they thought that this is a מסירת נפש. ולא צריך כסכוינם שיעשה לצורם בדווקא. ויהיו עדה שאומר רבי יהודה בן בובר, סנהדרין, הרי נימותה לפניהם כאבן שאין להיפוכם. That's what he says, I'm like an elder שאין להיפוכם. וכן וזה, that's one. The first one is that the reason tzaddikim suffered is because they took upon themselves to suffer. Suffering is a choice. This is Leshem, can you imagine?
Is that a choice to
shame them for
accepting? Huh? No, it's not criticizing. It says they want it. That's to say they're avoider. They're kinds of avoider. It's just nefesh. He's saying that that's, each one has a different kind of avoider. But not out of fear. If out of fear, if you accept Isurim because you're afraid that you won't deserve to be saved, that's a chisoron nebitochen. Fearing chet as a, using chet or the excuse of chatoim to fear results, that's wrong. In other words, you never do out of fear. Yaakov Avinu was criticized because he feared. There is no such a thing as Jewish fear. You could have a choice, but that's a different thing. That's number one.
they didn't want to be matriach on Hashem, just the opposite. Hashem wants us to be dependent on him.
But they didn't
know,
because there is a midah of not to be matriach. There is. Okay. It's some kind of avoid. It's a seder avoid that they want to do it because of tzimtzum. It's all different things. Vini. Now, if you could explain something also, Givaldik. Yesh beze oid ninyan nelam. Now, there is a deeper reason also why they suffered. Ki lifamim kasheru birtzoin esborach lav yegzira bedavki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen. Al pi kifshe derachmon asher machshov sanein lama. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his master plan, he wants something to happen. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stuck. Why? Because if you believe the opposite, you could change the future. Mm-hmm. So you control. Like, is halach lefonai v'heyetomim. So if we control, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make something happen? As mesalek esabchira. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the bechira. Umatil muerech bilvomen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a fear into the person that is uncontrollable. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the bitochen. Like by power, he took away the choice. He could take away the bitochen of a person. To allow the gzera chasu sholom lo eleinu to miskayim. But you realize that if he didn't take away our bitochen, it could have never happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kebiyochul, is our hostage to our bitochen. I hope you understand the power of bitochen. People would understand the power of this. That's why I think that this lashem, it's a must for the Jewish people to know. Because it will change everything. You really did this is probably, in my view, the greatest gift of Yiddishkeit. Because it allows Jews not to be afraid, not to fear. Because the thing which I believe destroys us as human the most is the fear. Because not only we fear things that exist, our lives are 90% fearing things that don't exist. People are fearful about the future. People are fearful. That's why the economy doesn't go. The word economy. What's the economy? Why does the economy go into recession? Because people lose trust. People lose faith. Right? All the languages. And therefore the world doesn't grow. And therefore when the world doesn't grow, there is protectionism. I hate to say this. But Trump. What is Trump seizing? It's an anger out of fear. You fear the Mexicans. You create those fears. The fears translate and they evoke in a person the worst the person has. Because you fear for your future, you fear for this, then you start hating the people who are causing it, and then it causes the other stuff.
So much the difference of the so much different than the approach of Reagan that was so positive.
Exactly right.
Same
blotter, it was much worse. Right. We just came after Carter. Anybody remember? I remember we came, rates were 21%.
10% or 12% unemployment.
Yeah, and 12% unemployment, the rates were 21%. And not only that, we just had the Iran hostage situation that we got. It was, Rabbi Say, if this is not. I told you, this is like a must. I think I thought that this lesson should be taught to children just 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. But this piece is scary because he's saying, so how do you know? In other words, there could be a situation
you
where...
You do your best. You do your best.
But if it doesn't go, then if you have a right to be fearful because maybe Hashem doesn't want it to go.
Then it's your idea. That's what you're saying. Don't make the cheshbonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot make his cheshbonis because that's a shtus, because that's fear. Don't be fearful. You do your best. You don't have to. The only fear is that you don't deserve. You could fear what you do, that you don't deserve. You don't do it. Yaakov Avinu was not fearful that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. Well, you do HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You could do it and you could control it. That's unbelievable. Ve'aldashe kosav gaon of Yaakov milisa b'shem haramba b'yulg b'lases b'pasuk mordecha lo yichra ve'lo yishtachave. Mordechai lo yichra ve lo yishtachave. Then Yaakov Elisa says, he didn't have a choice. That's why he lo yichra, meaning not that he didn't decide to bow. He couldn't bow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him not bow. He could have found a heter to bow in a hair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just didn't allow him. Mm-hmm. But there is nothing against bitochen. If you get a bitochen, nothing is going to be done. they trust like a lioness. Therefore, to have a lack of bitochen, because of a lack of desert, is not a mid of tzaddikim. Klal is so deserved to be chas v'sholom klaya in the time of Haman, because lebotcha b'Hashem. You know why? Because lebotcha b'Hashem. And therefore, if you see, and that's what I speak, what was necessary for them to do? To be boiteach b'Hashem. The Goin says that that's why they had the story of the night that they, what you call it, that Chashverosh couldn't sleep, because gave people the what you call the strength to be boiteach b'Hashem. Because by being boiteach, you could make things happen. And that's...
the strength of our people rebuilding after the
Holocaust. Yes, that's why the positivity, but it's also the bitochen, meaning the you look in our lives, the odds are so stacked against us.
We're seeing it happen all over.
We see all over again. Steven Spielberg, the one that you sent.
Unbelievable.
Steven Spielberg.
The guy who responds, what he talks about is he's the same as Shigas, and he supports these people who are really, in the end of the day, anti-Semites.
Anti-Semites. And he concedes that. Today he concedes that. So it's very easy to lose faith or to be fearful. Jews could be the most fearful. And Altiro Avdi Yaakov. Because that is, I think that all of this, what's happening to Jewish history, is a tikkun to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was fearful. Shema Gora Machet. We are given a million opportunities to be fearful. And our future can only be built not having fear. And that's our Jewish life. I think it's so important. I think this lesson, that's what I'm going to mention in by the White Show, I want to do, because this is, the anti-Trump. The anti-Trump. Because Trump has evoked the worst. And if we Jews are going to be the same, and always we see always constantly this fear mode. We read always these articles, and somebody sent articles which are always very instilling fear. And there is no such a thing as fear. Jews don't fear. Fear is not a Jewish trait. It's a Jewish Yetzirah, because that's Yaakov Avinu. That's the Yaakov Avinu. That's what he's going to say, that Yaakov Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced it, because that is the Jewish challenge, not of fear.
But the same gifts, when Kinuwaita was coming, instead of saying, I'm going to leave everything in the hands of Hashem, he still did his shtadlus.
Right.
He did the three things.
But he didn't go up. I told you, to go ahead and defend yourself is not fear. We always think that the lack of fear means that we are, the Zionistic way of fear is that you have to protect ourselves. And they said, they criticized the Jews that they went in Second World War like the sheep to the slaughter. So Yaakov needed to defend. But the fear is not to fear, to succeed, to do things, to go up the ladder is not to fear. And that Yaakov didn't do. That is the gzera for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you always think that the fear is not only to defend yourself. It's the fear of success. That is the biggest problem.
But that was also predestined. Yaakov
that was predestined. That is our challenge. Our challenge, and that's the Lashem will say, that's a challenge in Jewish life, not to fear success.
When you describe that about Zionism, or the Israeli attitudes, where do you draw the line between Kofiyot and Yadi versus, in other words, in the attitudes, how would you describe
it? I think the attitude is very, very different, right? Because Kofiyot and Yadi, and that's the whole idea, right? If you make yourself into something, that's why we came to this, to the number 13. Mm-hmm. If you believe the immediacy that you are with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you trust on Him, you trust in yourself because yourself is an expression of Him, which is the ultimate ichud that doesn't exist. Koich v'atzem yod is when you trust yourself and you make yourself into a separate entity. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge problem. So in other words...
That's a problem in Israel, though. I think that is a problem. That is a
huge problem in Israel.
Secular, unfortunately, secular, not secular Israelis, but that is the attitude. It's definitely the government attitude. Every prime minister has this attitude. And again, you want to talk positive.
The one who didn't have The one who didn't have was begging.
Of course,
begging. You read at begging. I always think that begging is like he was over the Hashem, this to the utmost, right? Utmost.
Mm-hmm.
He was, and this was, if you ever, he never was fearful, because he never feared because he trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I remember, he would mention, remember, I remember, okay, as I was a yeshiva boy in Ponovich, I was in yeshiva, and it was before Shabbos, I think it was before Yom Tov, I think it was before Shavuos. And I remember the yeshiva was called to say Tehillim,
mm-hmm.
and nobody knew why. And then when it was Yontef, we heard that the Kuliraki, the nuclear thing, was destroyed. Was on Shavuos night. Yes, it was Shavuos night. Because the Begin had called Rav Shach for the yeshiva to say Tehillim. I remember, I was in yeshiva, I remember, I sang to him, I remember coming to Bismarck like it was yesterday. And the watch a coat, the nuclear, we didn't know nuclear, we didn't know nothing. We said there's something important, we should say Tehillim in yeshiva.
But you know, it's very interesting you mentioned Begin, and that's something that I think he had probably looked back at the rest of his life and wonder about. In 1982, I guess it was, when he let Arafat leave Lebanon to go to Tunisia, if you remember, that was right around Yom Kippur. And again, it's like, in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you your enemy, and I cannot for me to judge him, obviously, but he didn't have to be Tachlit to destroy the enemy at that point. Who knows how the world, again, as we always say, how would have history turned out? We don't know.
We don't know.
If Gar would have been properly, would have been able to mashpia to blow up the mosques, do we know what would have happened?
Right. You see, at the same time, why don't we have the fear not to blow up the mosques? Because there is aloha, right? That is Goro Bagoyim, there is. It's not out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't think begging let Arafat go because of fear. Mm-hmm. I don't think he had fear. Honestly, I don't believe that he had. I think the begging was an amazing... That's why you guys don't remember. But I'm not sure if you remember in Kikar Malchei Israel, today it's called Kikar Rabin. Remember Kikar Malchei Israel?
Mm-hmm.
When he had 100,000 people chanting, begging Melech Israel?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, 200,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
It was a frenzy. So he didn't have fear. No, he didn't have fear. I don't think he ever got, he made mistakes in policy. That's fine. But not out of fear. No, I told you, that's the example. He had complete bitochen, complete nothing. He died with nothing. He left nothing to his children. I don't think he left an apartment for children. He left nothing.
But that generation had that. It was more than him. That generation had that feeling.
Yeah, but he was like this.
But he was incredible.
And he was a guy. Let's say he came to my house. Right? He came to my house in Brazil because my uncle, the Jews would have given billions of dollars for him personally. My uncle would not have given. They would have given him like all the money in the world. And he had nothing. He had nothing. He had no interest. Nothing. 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 It is unbelievable. It is it's such a bad. People don't realize that. People who lived by him, right? He was by a house where I saw. He didn't need anything. He didn't want anything. And people would have given him. Today, people think that, let's say, Netanyahu, people try to give him present gifts. Right? For begging, they would have given everything. My uncle would have given everything he had to him. There's no question about it. My father also would give him anything. Everything they had, they would have given him, signed everything, and would have been super happy that he's taking that money for himself. And he didn't take it. He didn't want to. Because of this, we talk about it. These levels here that we're talking about, we saw it. So we saw leaders like this. We did see. I tell you, we did see. And but these things you'll never forget. I hate to say this, but when I wasn't religious, okay? I came from a family that we weren't. I remember coming to Israel. It was a Friday night. I was a little kid, and it was New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve in Israel, it's all quiet. There's nothing. So my uncle says, let's go to Begin. Begin gives a shiur in Chumash. And I went to his shiur in Chumash. He was the head of the opposition. He wasn't... He gave a shiur on what was the believer there? Yes. He gave every Friday night. Every Friday night. And I will never forget. I was like, 5 years old? Mm-hmm. I will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Going to his shiur. And he gave the shiur. It was a different thing. It was a different world. Right? It was a different world.
So how do we deal with it's a fact of life. There's always going to be setbacks, right? You're not gonna succeed in every stock you invest in. It's impossible, right?
If you have enough bitochen, yes. But
so you're saying it is possible.
Yeah, but you never get to that level for this thing, right? And when you go to use all your bitochen for a stock selection,
no,
doesn't make any sense.
I'm using this one example. I'm just saying, but everything in life, there's always going to be setbacks.
Yeah, but the setbacks is within going up. In other words, the setbacks are one step back in order to give two steps forward. It's like the waltz. It's like dancing. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you dance with chance. It's not that you fear. You don't fear losing in the stock. It's part of life. What he's trying to say is the fear. The fear is when something is transformative. And that doesn't exist.
But after you suffer setbacks, that's when fear sets in.
But you can't. That's a
normal condition.
Yes, but people fear even without that. I told you, you look at it, Reagan, how they lied after the worst setbacks we had. We didn't have fear. And today that we don't have, because fear is always there. It's always fear to succeed.
So your comment was a good comment. He said 90% of your fears. Because 10% of your fears are real fears.
Are real fears. But 90%, 95%, which are ghosts that are not there. You're afraid of things that never there. You're afraid of people are doing, or people are thinking, or people are talking. I tell you, step back. 95% is just doesn't exist. It's ghosts that they are man-made, and they are not there. And the Rabbi Shapiro once told me, if you make those ghosts will haunt you. I remember Rabbi Shapiro. See, I'm going now to Prague because I have such a chorus of safety because he told me one time, he says, if you fear something, that ghost will come to haunt you. If you don't fear, they'll never come. And I've seen that in my own eyes. We're the prisons of our own fear. This is this lashem. That's why this lashem is so transformative. It's liberating, and it gives you, it's empowering, liberating, and etc.
I said, Bobby, you're going to put all the psychologists out of business.
And you're Jewish. It's a Jewish thing. What do you think, Freud? Not Kammerman. That industry is a Jewish industry.
But even Moshe, who did have clear communication with Hashem by the Sinai you were talking, also argued with Hashem for 7 days. He didn't have the confidence to step up.
In other words, that's a concept of anova. It's not the Kabbalah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also criticized them. It's also
that's
criticism.
Right.
It's also criticizing. And why did that happen?
It was a clear communication, unlike this nevuah by Yaakov.
By Yaakov.
It was Hashem talking to him straight. You're going to do this? And he said, no, I'm not going to. Right?
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu criticized him. And that's why he lost the kehuna.
Right.
We'll finish this paragraph and then we'll continue next day. Upsik tarapsi, ilu leshesom chadaitan, okay, ilu leshenisme chadaitan al daitan azoken aviem. So if it would have been again by Purim, if they would have known from their fathers, okay, omru maik, avavin shirticho malo inanichi machnis yare. Look at what was the chet of, what you call it, of people in Shushan. They made a kav v'chor from Yaakov Avinu. Madoch Yaakov Avinu is afraid. Anu alachas kama v'kama. So we should for sure be fearful. Hu shanovi mekanter es Yisroel v'olam en mi'atiri v'enem shemos. Are you afraid of a person from dying? Vatishka Hashem osech. This is forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, people become frum and they make a kal v'chomer from Yaakov Avinu. That is the chet of that generation. מיאת ותירא ותשכח שמסך וכןו ביעקב אבינו גופה איבי ביעקב אבינו הגם שירוס היה שמגרום החטא כמו שקוסה בברוכויס even though he was afraid of a chet, he netosu chazal bezehar bechazal always criticized him. Ve'omu b'brishis rabba, ki ma she'sholach lo Yaakov avina malochim v'amincha yaldas machzik b'osnei kelef. The fact that he was afraid, and he was afraid of Esav, he doesn't know even Esav is doing, is machzik b'osnei kelef. So in other words, even though he did his ishtadlus, but his ishtadlus was defensive, not offensive. He was trying to appease him. She'goyre malat b'she'ishachenu. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledarko ya me'alech. Yeah, Esav, look at this, is the famous, was going on his own way. Ve'ata mishalech etzra, you go ahead and call his attention. He wasn't even coming to you. You thought it's coming to you. But he was coming on his own way. And you call him up and say, Oyve Yaakov Avinu, your slave, your servant is looking for you. You made the alufim l'rosh. ויאמר פקטר בלזר, בשושב הקודש ביוח הבינו, כוי עומר עבדך יוקב לקודש בוח הוא, לא דעיך את אשר עשבך הקודש, שעשית את עשבך קודש חול, not only that you made קודש חול, אלא שאני אמרתי, ורב יבוא צעיר, ואתה אמרת, עבדך יעקב, I told you, רב יבוא צעיר, and you switched it. חייך כדבריך יהיה. If you do that, that's what will happen. הוא ימשול עליך בעולם הזה, ואתה תהיה מויש עליו בעולם הזה. Okay, you gave up. It's your own doing. You bow before him. And this is what we do all the time.
Doesn't the Gemara have the concept of Mipnei Eva? We do, right? We change things because of Eva.
Eva is different, not of fear. Eva, there is no such a thing that we do anything out of fear. Eva is that you don't want to instill the goyim to attack you. You're not using it to prevent because you're afraid. You're not afraid of them. But Eva is that you're going to create animosity with the goyim, and that will create trouble for other people, and etc. So you're not doing it out of fear. You're doing a very chushmadik thing. Mipnei Eva is allowed to because you're not supposed to, because when you are in the Vajakota Mangoyim, you have to do it in such a way to avoid animosity. You don't want animosity, because if there is animosity, you'll be afraid that they are going to do it. It's not out of fear. It's not out of cowardice.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Why does the concept exist?
Because in concept of Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in Golos, we have to go ahead and to be mispala l'shloma malchus. Have a mispala l'shloma shal malchus. So Eva is something that to try to avoid. That
should
is the Golos.
Should we fear an Iranian atom bomb? Should we fear European boycotts?
If it never fear, you should go against it. You should defend yourself. For sure, you have to do ishtadlos. Doesn't mean that you don't do ishtadlos, but not out of fear. The fear mongers, you see, that's why these people, I always say, the people who make you fear never will defend you. To fear and to instill this fear mongering, which is the Netanyahu and this, what you call it, and the nuclear reactors in Iran, it's horrible. Because these people never do anything, and they're just using, it's a Trump, it's called the Trumpian action, right? They're out of fear, is trying to get votes. Begin, it's a difficult example, I hate to mention, but it is. When he went to the nuclear reactor in Iraq, did he instill fear to the Jews and create some kind of a mass hysteric thing and then attack? No, he just did it and that's it. because he wasn't afraid. And how right he wasn't afraid is because he wasn't afraid of America. He wasn't afraid of the whole world. And the whole world screamed and didn't ask anybody's opinion. And he just did it because he thought that this was right. This is it. You see, we created a reality to ourselves that we are going to suffer through it. And that is this lesson. I think this lesson is such a must in Jewish life. Forget about the psychologists, but this makes your life into such a better thing. Because it allows you to go up this ladder and not to be fearful.
So why don't you talk to a future Israeli prime minister and influence him?
Because most of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get the leaders that we deserve. That's the problem. Look at America. This is the whole world. This fearing and the fearing. Every crash in the world is only caused because of fear. Every I was reading like Keynes, right? How did the recession turn into depression? Because people lost confidence. It's all losing confidence. Because you lose confidence that you don't spend. If you don't spend, the economy can't go.
That's clear. All business, all function of 08, is that, you talk about the lack of capital expenditures throughout the world. Nobody has anything. Instead of growing, everyone's contracting. Instead of buying back stock, you're contracting your total loss.
You're losing confidence.
It's all a function of lack of confidence in the world.
In the world, in the future, the positivity, and that creates growth and grows. There is the moral value of growth. This is
whether the fear is proper or not. It's a different discussion.
Fear.
Right.
The idea is don't fear.
Right.
You could defend yourself. You could do, but don't fear. Right. I mean, now Yaakov of Esav is coming. You don't even know where he's coming for because you start imagining. Mm-hmm. I always look at it. The Chumash is so gewaldig to see. the brothers of Yosef. Remember, Yaakov when Yosef calls them to the house, and he says, "You know, they're commonly snapel aleinu v'lakachnes b'mo'ineinu. He's going to destroy us because, and you're making this whole ganzezach." Yosef has a totally different plan. He's not thinking about the snapel aleinu, nothing. This is the idea.
Well, he did have a plan.
But not the snapel aleinu, this goyle aleinu.
Actually, that's what happened. The Binyamin and then.
That's a totally different story, right? But not the snapel aleinu, alikapenu, because we didn't pay the money. It had nothing to do with it. And he says, "Oh, we didn't pay the money." He says, "No, the money, God gave you the money. Who cares?"
But you see, in Eastern Europe before World War II, those that were afraid left Europe. And all the rabbanim who said, "Don't be afraid, stay."
No. If you know the history, it's just the opposite. People who were afraid stayed. They were afraid of change. They were afraid of something. And there are two things, right? The simple idea is that people saw something coming, and therefore you take action. Fear usually makes you take sometimes no action, or sometimes makes you take some action that makes no sense. But no question that some people out there made this idea of don't fear and etc. And that was the gzera of the Leshem. That was the gzera of the Leshem. Because that doesn't mean that you don't take action. For you not to fear, in other words, begging, I think such a great example. Don't be afraid. So who cares about the Iraqi Corps? Don't do anything. Not to do anything, that's not fear. Right? That's crazy. Fear makes you not do something. Fear makes you not go up the stairs. Fear goes ahead that you're bowing down to Esau.
It paralyzes you.
Exactly right. Or it lowers you. Whenever fear, you see, the idea is, and we'll go, Michel, I think we're going to go, I was going to stop this week, but I think it's so important, we're going to do next week. And realize that fear is always when you lower yourself. Look, Yaakov Avinu, instead of attacking Esau, what does he do? Call him out the Chayakov. That's what, Chazal, you realize something. Chazal are not criticizing that he prepared for Milchoma. Chazal not criticizing that he went to defend himself. They're criticizing for what? That he was afraid, and he sends Ko'omar Avdecha Yaakov, you are Ishtachava. That's what they are criticizing, because that's fear. Fear makes you, it pushes you down. I always think like this. If you have that ladder, if you're being pushed down, that's fear. If you're going up, it's not. If you're taking action, because it's the right thing, not because of fear. Look at Begin, right? This is such a... He was a guy who was never afraid. I'm telling you, he was never afraid. He was not afraid for the Jewish people, but he was going to defend the Jewish people because he was not afraid. If he would be afraid, he would be like a Netanyahu, that he was going to say, "Oh, the Iraqis are terrible, 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 terrible." Dogs that bark don't bite. Biting is not out of fear. Barking is fear. And just look back. Look at the Sulam. If you go up in the Sulam, it's not fear. Fear will make you not go up.
Look at the Torah. You see, in terms of the Mashiach, it's all the women who took action and weren't afraid, starting with Benos Lot and Tamar and...
And Jewish people having children.
That's the Mashiach.
Right. But even having children, even having children in Mitzrayim. Yeah. Isn't that right? Okay. Amram made a cheshbon out of fear. Let's do nothing. Let's do not. That's so true. This is it.
But this medrash is, there's another medrash, it's not in sync, that says that Yaakov saw the first three Balachim go up, come down, and the fourth one of Edom, he saw it go up, and not come down.
Yes.
And that's why he got scared.
Okay.
Different medrash than this
but
one.
But the same idea.
Sync.
But also
here he saw
fear.
It go up and go down. So he got scared because he saw it going up and not coming down.
That's it. And that's a chem. Yeah. Don't be afraid of Hashem. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But this is transformative. If people think this way, it's like, for me, I always love learning it, because only by learning it, in hearing the word, makes you sink in. Because the world is so dead. That's why this is something that people have to learn. And according to the smack, you get to hear in the white show, is a mitzvah, the first mitzvah says of the Torah, he says that this is a Hashem Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Tzipisa Lishua, yes. Tzipisa Lishua. And the bottom line is, if you don't do it, you're going to have a very difficult relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all man-made. And that's the chet of, imagine, that's the chet of Purim.